Broadcasting from the fringes of the wrestling community in an undisclosed location inside Kayfabe City, this is 10 Pounds of Content with your host, the Executive Vice President of Kayfabe Tees, Adam Rotella.
Hello there, NWA fans. Adam Rotella here, the Executive Vice President of Kayfabe Tees. And since it's Tuesday, we must be talking about the NWA. My friends, it's been a while since I chatted with you. As you can see, we are still getting things ready in the new office here at in an undisclosed location in Austin, Texas. But boy, oh boy, do I want to talk about the NWA today, because there has been a whole lot of information coming our way in the last couple weeks. And let's start off with this one right here. Colt Cabana has been said that he will be appearing on the first NWA TV. I think this is fantastic. Once again, my friends, the NWA circling the new media wagons. Colt Cabana has a podcast. Jim Cornette has a podcast. Eli Drake now has a podcast just in the second week. Go check out that podcast. It's called The Wrestling Perspective. Very, very good. Just in the second week, go listen to Eli Drake talk about wrestling. Very, very informative. But this Colt Cabana announcement, a little bit confusing. I'm not sure if Colt Cabana is actually working for the NWA or if this is just a one-off with the NWA. It's said that Colt Cabana will be wrestling James Storm at one of the first NWA TV tapings, continuing that story from what they built on ROH. I'm not sure. Is Colt Cabana still working for ROH? Is he still a commentator for ROH? Or is Colt Cabana starting to tiptoe over to the NWA, which actually, my friends, would not be a very bad thing at all, using that new media to gain as much attention that the NWA can? Just watch, my friends. It's going to be very interesting coming up. So welcome to Colt Cabana. Not sure if he is actually working for the NWA or if this is just a one-off with the NWA. But let me tell you guys what. Here's something that is not confusing at all. The NWA hires Jim Cornette as their killer commentator. A magnifique. That's what I'm talking about, my friends. I'm not confused by this hiring. Jim Cornette is the NWA. Jim Cornette was the NWA. And Jim Cornette is going to be a big, big player in the rebuilding of this NWA. My friends, to all the anti-SJ wrestling fans out there, all you anti-Jim Cornette people, my friends, you mean to tell me that you don't like the heel commentator? Oh my God, what a fantastic concept. Am I right, my friends? Jeez, come on, folks, come on. I remember a time when I absolutely hated Bobby Heenan, and I'm so happy that the NWA is going back to us hating their heel commentator. My friends, I think Jim Cornette is going to bring many, many eyeballs to the product. And not only that, Jim Cornette has to be thoroughly invested in the rebranding of the NWA. It's right up his alley to be doing this, my friends. Let's all welcome Jim Cornette to the NWA. That's fantastic. Let me fix my camera here. Boop. There we go. Hi. How's it going? Did you miss me? Okay, well, what else we got here? Yeah, let's keep going on that Jim Cornette thing, by the way, my friends. When has the NWA done anything other than what the NWA wants to do? Let's even take it another step forward. When has William Patrick Corgan done anything that William Patrick Corgan has not wanted to do? What makes you think they're going to listen to your complaints now, my friends? I mean, it's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And I even bet, I even bet there is a small part of Mr. William Patrick Corgan that enjoys making you feel this emotion in wrestling again, enjoys making you feel this emotion in life again. My friends, it's an uneasy emotion. It's an emotion that has been missing from wrestling for a very, very long time. And like I've said many times on this show, wrestling doesn't have to be for everybody. I think the NWA is going very niche. They're going very heavy with talkers. They're going very heavy. Look at the people that the NWA has hired, my friends. They are big. They are big with their bodies. They are also very big with their voice. And I'm very excited for what these first TV tapings are going to look like. Now, let's get in to a little bit of what just was released today. It was the announcement of Tim Storm against the NWA champion, this guy, Nick Aldis. Now, I love this announcement, my friends. This is something that I've been looking forward to for a very long time. The stipulation on this match, my friends, is if Tim Storm loses, he will not go for the NWA Championship again. So the stakes are high, my friends. And here's something else about this announcement today that I absolutely love. The NWA not hot-shotting anything for their first TV taping, just continuing the story. And my friends, for the people that have been paying attention to the NWA, this is a very, very big match that I'm personally excited about. I know that a lot of you out there are personally excited about this. And my friends, this shows again that the NWA does what the NWA wants. And that is so, so refreshing right now. The NWA obviously working on a very distant vision, obviously working on a very distant goal, only in year two of the 20-year plan, my friends. And I'm not a predictioner, my friends. I'm not a Nostradamus guy, even though I did predict the wrestling coup d'etat before anybody anywhere even knew what AEW was, even knew that this new wrestling boom was just right around the corner. My friends, a wrestling boom that we are just at the very tippy top of, just at the fingernail of something starting to explode in wrestling again. And I gotta say, I am so happy that I have been here. I am so happy that I have been documenting this whole thing all along the way, because this is going to get interesting very, very quickly. So happy that the NWA is doing what the NWA wants. Now, one of the things that I'm very amazed about when I do watch the NWA live to me, which is what happens on their YouTube page, my friends. It's live to me. I don't know what's going on. The non-participants I see in weekly. Sorry, I spelled that wrong. So I'm a horrible speller. I'm an acceptable improver, but I'm a horrible speller. So let's do this again. The non-patience that I see within the NWA YouTube chat when they release their videos is absolutely spellbinding to me. I mean, humans cannot stand not knowing things. Just today, someone said inside the NWA chat, they said, I read spoilers. They're talking about the NWA being live or not live or taped. This guy said, I read spoilers, so oomph. Oh my God, my friends, what time are we living in where people are getting upset about their personal choices? This is something that can easily be taken care of. Hey dude, hey man, hey buddy, just don't read the spoilers. What a concept! What a freaking concept! And my friends, let me leave you with this today. We're going to leave all of that in, all of my mishaps, all of my things, because this is the authentic era, my friends. We are authentic here at 10 pounds of content. Still got to do something with this, but all right. Let me leave you with this today, my friends. What if Tim Storm wins that match? What if Tim Storm becomes the NWA champion yet again? What if Tim Storm wins? That small studio audience, the pop that we would hear from them, would confuse the wrestling world, and it would make so many people that have been paying attention to the NWA for the whole 2 years of this rebrand so very happy. I'd love to hear that pop personally, my friends. I'd love to confuse the wrestling world, because like we've seen the last 2 years, when has the NWA done anything that the NWA does not want to do? Thank you for joining me today, my friends. My name is Adam Rotella, your executive vice president of Kayfabe Tees. And always remember, keep kayfabe. All right. What do you think of my pants? Very nice. Very nicely done.